Maddy leans past Joe to hiss at me.
Act like I'm the one giving the speech. I don't want any last-minute hitches.
But that's not honest, I whisper back. Joe says,
This is politics.
It's not about politics. It's about Ms. Wyman. If we let her know we're challenging one of her precious rules...
Ms. Carl?
Ms. Wyman goes in a threatening voice. Okay, okay, I say, and we snap back to attention. The run-through goes quickly, and as it happens, we don't even get to the no-name party, which is presenting last, because classes are starting to file into the auditorium, and Ms. Wyman brings the proceedings to a halt, wishing us luck. She goes to each party in turn to do this, and when she gets to us, we are all surprised that she seems so sincere.
We have our differences, Ms. Carl,
she says to Addie.
But I admire your spirit.
Addie's jaw drops about to her knees, but she thinks fast and says,
Thank you, Ms. Wyman.
And then we are left to sit there and wait and pray that nothing unnatural occurs. Because of the lights, I cannot tell if my father is out there, but I am pretty sure he is. It's funny, but all of a sudden, I wish I could see him. Ms. Wyman is making her opening speech now, parts of which have to do with democracy in action and the electoral process, and parts of which have to do with,
If this behavior doesn't stop right now, we will just cancel this morning's assembly and there will be no elections.
When this gets no results, she adds,
And no dance.
And the place gets as quiet as I'm guessing it does in her dreams. The Democrats go first, and then the Republicans. I do not hear a word that Drew or Brittany says. I do hear laughter and applause and cheers, which are loud for Drew, and louder for Brittany. Suddenly, it is our turn, and I think I have never had to pee so bad in my entire life. Ms. Wyman is saying,
This year, we have a third party from which to choose. The No Name Party is a grassroots organization that sprang up in response to a single issue. The candidates are Addie Carl for president, Joe Bunch for vice president, Bobby Goodspeed for treasurer, and Skylar Tukas for secretary. I will now turn the microphone over to the candidate for president, Addie Carl.
I try to ignore the difference in decibel level between the applause that has greeted the previous candidates and that which greets Addie. There isn't time to think about such things anyway. It is time to put our plan into action. Reaching down under our seats, we each take out a poster board rectangle, which we hold to our chests as we stand up. Each rectangle has our name on it.
Addie.
Joe.
Bobby.
Skeezy.
We stand there in silence for a moment, then Addie steps up to the mic.
I am Addie Carl. As you know, I am running for president of the Student Council on the No Name Party ticket. Traditionally, it is the presidential candidate who speaks on behalf of the party. But we are a non-traditional party, and so it is another of our candidates who will be speaking to you this morning. Our candidate for treasurer, Bobby Goodspeed.
She steps back. There is a smattering of applause. Out of the corner of my eye, I see the surprised faces of Ms. Wyman and the others on stage. Colin smiles at me in an encouraging way, and I take a step toward the microphone.
Knees don't fail me now, I think.
Still holding my name card, I step up before the microphone. I wait until the applause quiets down, and then, without even thinking I'm going to do it, I say, I'm nervous. I think I need to take a yoga breath. Everybody cracks up at this, Ms. Wyman most of all, and I enjoy the laughter as I take my yoga breath. Most of the audience joins in, because Ms. Wyman starts out her math classes this way too, so we're all trained. And then, without needing to look at my notes at all, I begin to speak.